com.
It's the Live Music Showcase from WMNF Community Radio in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and over the last year, we've been replaying some great performances from times past here on the Live Music Showcase. And today, we're going to start off with Stevie Coyle, a great performer and former member of the very popular band The Waybacks. Here he is from February 2008. And this was a time when our show was broadcast in the morning hours. You'll hear us talking about how early Stevie had to get up to be on the show.
There is a place I know, way down in Mexico, high in the old Sierra Madres, where many an outlaw band from across the Rio Grande have found a haven, a holdout, a hideaway. But danger rides with those who stray upon this secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madres. Deep in the dark of night, beside the campfire's light, they weave the tales of the lives of the bandits, of jewels rare and old, upon this secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre. Danger. with those who stray upon this secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madres. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madres.
Nice job there, Stevie Coyle.
Thank you, Bill.
And that tune was written by one of the Riders guys.
Riders in the Sky. Woody Paul wrote that song. And there was
Woody Paul, and he was the fiddler.
He's the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Bill.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love those shows.
Oh, they're terrific. And that song was, we recorded that, the band I was with for many years, the Waybacks, recorded that on our first album. So I emailed Woody Paul himself, because I couldn't find at the sort of the mechanical royalties site, the Harry Fox organization administers all of that. He said that song wasn't registered, so I wrote to him to find out how to pay him for the record. Somehow that had fallen through the cracks, paying old Woody Paul for his song. So I emailed him myself, and we had a nice conversation back and forth, and he said, you know, there's no rush on that at all. How did he phrase it? He said, things are going well right now. There's food in the fridge, and the light bulb in there works too. So there's no rush on the money.
Wow,
very gracious.
Well, Stevie, I want to hear you finger pick a tune. An instrumental tune. Would you feel like doing that?
I'd be happy to. Sure thing. Let's see.
We've been just having a great time since Stevie got here about an hour ago, talking about guitar playing.
Oh,
and all
this
that
is great.
Stuff.
I tell you what, a savvy interviewer is a rare and wonderful treat. It's terrific. Well, let's see. Here's I'll see what happens with this one.
can turn the world on with a smile. Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show,
or too little coffee. My apologies.
Full of surprises here. Full of surprises is our guest this morning, Stevie Coyle. I'm glad you're here.
Me too. Thanks for the invite. This is terrific.
Yeah. Are you a late riser? I mean, do you like to sleep in a little bit since you're a, like, actual performing musician?
Well, there's a bit of a payoff in this in that I'm finding out that there are two 8:30s every day. I'd heard rumors.
Heard about that other one.
But this is this is Dandy. It's I've just flown in from California, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning there, and I'm rarely playing guitar at 6 o'clock.
Oh wow! So this is like an extra
whammy.
Yeah, for you.
But I'm delirious, so it's great. I've just got myself to the perfect point of delirium.
Well. Do another song.
Sure thing. We were talking about fingerstyle guitar and our old heroes and whatnot, and maybe I'll do a...
You might want to tell them what those last tunes were.
Oh, very good,
sure,
very
good.
There
was a couple of Kottke tunes there.
There was a couple of Kottke tunes in there. I think I did a little bit of Stealin' in there, which is sort of Kottke's mashup of Doc's guitar and something else by Chet in there. I've forgotten what piece he stole from that. I heard the story once. And then Angie by Davy Graham, best known probably by the rendition by Paul Simon. Bert Jansch did a great version of it too. And then
after that, anything.
I don't know what happened.
Stevie Coyle, he's our guest on today's live music showcase here from WMNF in the control room.
Oh, this is great. What a beautiful scene you have here.
We've got Mr. Mixologist himself, Mark Perfetti, ably assisted by the lovely and talented Steve Arduango and Nell Abram, also on the show this morning. It's our great live music crew, and they are a crackerjack group.
True fact.
Selena's got a thumbtack into Hatchapi. Let my soul stealing, devil dealing, old life go to rust. A battle cry, wave goodbye, leave my demons in the dust. All alive, all on the inside. We got a brother or two from old else I am. We got Tammy from Miami, she got nothing to hide. We got geeks and freaks for weeks here, folks, but you ain't seen nothing till you boggled at the petrified, petrified man, petrified man. Come be astounded by the petrified man, petrified man, petrified man. I put on some Bobby Dylan so I would not feel so all alone. And the last thing I remember was a ringing on the telephone. Was it Medusa in the backseat? Demons won the last heat. Damned if I can tell you, son. My lips are sealed, blood congealed, my race is run. He got a stone heart in a bone cage, just a tank or two from where it all began. He got a different kind of road rage. Now he's stone age. Folks, the life we're living is a trip to see the petrified, petrified man, petrified man. Gonna come and get you just as slow as he can. Petrified man, petrified man. Folks, all alive, all on the inside. Nothing fake, stuffed or mummified. Step right this way. You'll see Radi and the Half-Man. He slithers, he slinks, he crawls on his belly like a reptile. You'll see little Fatima. She dances on one leg, she dances on the other. She makes her living in between. And you'll see the petrified man. No, doctor, don't bring that hideous thing out here on stage until more people have a chance to get into the big tent. All alive. Well, I'm a cautionary tale for all the kiddies on the big yellow bus. Sister Malaprop tells him, for the grace I got, there goes us. Is this still life, the question plagues me night and day. I'm a four-door fossil, I'm a Hamlet in a Chevrolet. Well, he's a petrified man, don't take it for granted. He's the petrified man, petrified man, petrified man.
I think you need to do that song again, only do it real slow so that we can analyze all the words there.
That's the secret of my success, is to blast it by so fast that people can't do that.
Wow, there was a lot going on there.
There is. Dense.
Stevie Coyle, he's our guest on today's live music show. And a lot of a lot happening in that song. That's one you did with the Waybacks on their most recent the album,
right,
that you were on.
Yeah.
Which was Devolver, I think was the name. Okay. No, Devolver's the first one. This was
From the Pasture to the Future.
That's right.
Petrified Man.
I was reading a little bit of the bio here. You've had quite a career in showbiz, as it turns out, in addition to picking and singing.
Pretty glamorous, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I understand you were on TV for a long time.
Well, I've done TV commercials. And
did you do voiceovers or were you
No, I was
stand-up?
On, well, I did voiceovers too, but I did mostly on-screen stuff. I did, I was the Chi-Chi Salsa guy for a while, the guy that couldn't believe you could get such great salsa in the store, so we went to the restaurant to smuggle it out.
Uh-huh.
A whole series of commercials for them. And it was all downhill from there, pretty much. I did a series of commercials for voiceover stuff for United Airlines and Snickers, M&M Mars Candy Corporation. This is all quite a number of years ago.
Then you were on some soaps.
Oh, yeah. I did the Young and the Restless. But, you know, my character was this fellow named Chris Wilson, and he was the good guy boyfriend to the good girl that was trying to get together with the bad boy.
Yeah.
But...
So did you have to really work on doing this character, or did you kind of just play yourself?
Because
you're kind of a laid-back kind of guy.
I was much, much younger and even better looking at the time.
So you were typecast in that.
I was. It was not a big stretch. Although when I came in there, it was hilarious. Those folks all said, "Oh, so what have you done?" I said, "Well, I was with this theater company there, and I just did the show over at this theater." And they said, "Oh, so you're like a real actor." They didn't even consider themselves actors, really.
That's interesting. And that was shot out in Los Angeles, though.
That was in Los Angeles. I was living there at the time.
So you're on The Young and the Restless playing a nice guy.
Playing the nice guy, but his role got written out. In fact, whole scads of that never made it to the air. We shot a bunch of shows and then stopped shooting because it was right in the middle of the Iran-Contra hearings.
Oh, really?
Daytime television was completely subsumed with
so
people
kept
taking the
stand.
Getting
preempted there.
Lying, you know, lots of people lying on national television. So that was on instead. So a lot of the storylines just got written out, including Chris Wilson's storyline. There was one good punch-out scene. I got to punch out the bad boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was making out with my girlfriend in the restaurant, and I went over and punched him out. It was pretty much fun. So that one made it to air and a couple of others, but the whole storyline got preempted. It's completely formulaic, and that I think that's what those actors were talking about. They said, you know, we don't consider this acting because
really?
It's just, you know, we run the formula every day. It's a lot of us kind of improv. We know where we need to start the scene and end the scene, and they're all the same, you know.
It's just fascinating.
Scenes are all the same. I think you're right.
I almost wish I'd watched it now that you're talking.
Oh, no, Bill. No, you don't. No, let me fill in the blank for you. No, it's all right. You didn't. Whatever else you were doing was better.
Well, it's Stevie Coyle, our guest on today's show. I'm Bill Dudley. This is the Live Music Showcase. I'd like it if you sang a song for us.
I'd love to.
As long as I'm in this world, I am the light. this world. I am the light of this world. Long as I'm in this world, I am the light, light of the world. Good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Let us worship Zarathustra. Worship just the way we used to. I'm a Zarathustra booster, and that's good enough for me. Let us worship Aphrodite. She's naughty and she's flighty, and she don't wear a nighty, and that's good enough for me. Yeah, give me that old time religion, talking about old time religion. Give me that old time religion, Lord, it's good enough for me.
Stevie Coyle, he's our guest on today's Live Music Showcase. I'm Bill Dudley, and having a great time today. Anybody who's a guitar picker probably is really enjoying this.
Oh, so.
I like the way you take three different tunes from three different places and sort of, I guess the current term for that is mashup, right?
Mashup. I guess I'm doing that.
Yeah, mashing it up.
Very modern.
And we're happy to be here on Friday.
This is just great. Thank you very much for the invitation. It's a lovely
scene. Maybe next time you come, we'll do it all on video, and we can stream it. It'll be just dynamite.
You know what? This may be one of those less is more situations. I'm not sure when it comes to
well, enjoy it.
Video. I don't know.
Stevie, this is the last time before the video.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. The last.
Make the best of
that's
it.
That's right, yeah. I wish I knew this song. I just ran through my mind. I think.
Hey,
I
this is
try.
Live radio. This is an adventure.
That's I tell you what. One morning, one morning, one morning in May, I spied a young couple making their way. One was a maiden so bright and so fair, and the other was a soldier and a brave volunteer. There it is. One morning, one morning in May, oh, so
sweet soldier, it's time to get o'er. Oh no, pretty soldier, please play one tune more. For I'd rather hear you fiddle and touch your one string than to see the waters gliding and hear the nightingale sing.
Song, so you can be pretty sure they all died at the end. So,
thank you.
From February 2008, that's guitar picker and singer Stevie Coyle. For the second half of today's show, we're going to drop back a few months earlier for a performance from December 2007, singer-songwriter Christine Kane. These days, Christine Kane heads up a successful marketing organization based in Asheville, North Carolina.
She don't like roses, she don't like champagne. She took a step away from the fast lane. She lives on Jones Road, down by the freight train. You met her on a Monday, you were in love by Tuesday night.
Music from Christine Kane, our guest on today's Live Music Showcase. What a great love song.
Thank you.
It's kind of a different kind of love song.
Yeah, you know, I started writing that. I was in California. I was playing at a festival, and it was a 4-day thing, and I had to wait till the last day because I was the one of the featured performers on the final day. And as I was sitting under trees at this festival, this person, this character from that song started coming. Like, I just felt like I could see her. And I wanted someone to fall in love with her because I loved her so much. She was just like one of your best friends kind of thing. And I wanted someone to fall in love with her and really get who she was. It's that ideal, like, the perfect guy for this person, or the perfect woman, you know, whatever, you know, whatever your sexual preference. So that's who I wrote that. I wanted to write a love song that was very authentic and very real. It's always fun to come to a station like this and try out your new songs, and you can't, you know, you can't tell how they're going over. But this is called How Not to Behave, which is going to be the title of my next studio CD.
Here's the part where I begin again, filling empty pages with these fragile words. Handle them like butterflies and watch them go like birds. And now is all we have, or so they say. And I am either thrilled to be the one that's in my shoes, or tethered to the tyranny of all of my to-dos. No wonder no one gets too far from this is where I start deciding everything is alright. Oh, if it all comes down to expertise, then this would be the book I'm writing. How to take on terror till you find out that you're brave. How to watch the sun go down and how not to behave. I do not pretend to have a clue how to be the happy housewife. Oh, so nice and neat, as evidenced each time I try to fold a fitted sheet. And you're the one who brings me back around, finding every fallacy in all that I have feared, and pausing for a moment to say, artists are so weird. Everything is alright. Oh, if it all comes down to expertise, then this would be the book I'm writing. How to bow out gracefully and how to ride a wave. How to write bad poetry and how not to behave. How not to behave.
In the live music studio, Christine Kane, our guest. Christine,
hot stuff.
I'll tell you.
So,
do you have to tune?
Yeah, this is called Right Out of Nowhere, and I was lucky enough to have Kathy Mattea record this.
Is she really as elegant and as beautiful in person as she is on
I just got chills
TV.
When you said that, because yes, she really is a wonderful person. She's very, very real and authentic, and she's not about the whole Nashville glitz. And
I just love her.
She's really cool, and it's such an honor to have her do one of my songs, because I was such a fan for a long time. So it's called Right Out of Nowhere. Midwest morning, October snowfall. She packed her Chevrolet and she brushed the fear away. She got a great big dream and a history of playing small. And everybody seems to think she'll be back before Christmas Day. Well, she hit that highway with every ounce of faith she could summon. When courage finally comes, you never see it coming. And right out of nowhere, you open your heart, and that changes everything. And you're going somewhere. And all you need to know is that you're free. Smell of seashore and all the deadheads dancing out on the beach. He's got a 10-year tan and his own little junk store. He says some people got a lot to prove, and that's the way I used to be. And now I'm just an old hippie with a half a dozen PhDs. Some choices hold you down, some chances set you free. Right out nowhere, you open your heart and let go of everything, and you're going somewhere. And all you need to know is that you're free to go. And so you dream, and the way will be clear, and you pray, and the angels will hear. Leap, and the net will appear, 'cause it always appears right out of nowhere. You open your heart and believe in everything, and you're going somewhere. And all you need to know is that you're free right out of nowhere. You open your heart and have faith in everything, and you're going somewhere. And all you need to know is that you're
Christine Kane. She's our guest on today's live music showcase here from WMNF. I'm Bill Dudley, along with Nell Abram here on the show. Where do you live these days?
I live in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, that's definitely a hotbed of everything.
It is the hotbed of everything.
Well, you travel quite a bit then.
I do. I've done less shows this year. I was a little bit more selective this year in terms of the kinds of shows I played. I was telling you guys before the show that I also have been doing some creativity trainings at companies and corporations and the government. I've been hired by the federal government to teach creativity to government leaders when they're doing these retreats that they do. I know, it makes everyone laugh. They all say, "This administration hired you?"
And I was interested that some of the branches or kind of groups within the federal government that you've worked with were the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the CIA.
Yeah, oh. So the Nuclear Regulatory Commission was actually the best one I taught. It was a 42 engineers who were, they loved it. And that's that thing. It's like realizing that you can be creative and be right brain, you can be creative and be left brain. It just shows up differently. And a lot of people think, well, I'm not creative. But it's a different kind of creativity. Not everyone who has to explore their creativity has to be some, you know, oh, I'm going to get my guitar and write some songs. Some people, it shows up differently. And that's what I've realized from teaching all different types, is that the joy is still there and the feeling is still there, but they manifest it differently.
Play us another tune.
All right.
Christine Kane is our guest on today's show.
Someone pulled the sun down, somebody raised the moon. I can feel the night reach out like some nights just seem to do. Never mind the laws and rules, yeah, never mind the past, that's right. I've been a grieving fool, but I'm made of steel tonight. Southern nights, soft and lazy, southern boys who talk just right. Leave it up to me and I'll take you somewhere just you and I. You can round up all your reasons, tell me that my plan's all wrong. Say you're on the path to Jesus, but I'll bet he'd come along. And as for me, I've had my demons beating down my own back door, breaking bad and talking mean.
Listening to the Live Music Showcase on WMNF Tampa. Stay tuned. Reverend Billy's Rhythm Revival is next. Ronnie is in the house, assisted by Patty. This is WMNF Tampa. Stay tuned for NPR News.
There will be no sighs or tears.